Coffee's Toast Keeps Burning, a bird's eye view of this week's top 100 reggae singles chart. Each week, the world's largest Jamaican music data repository, reggaedata.com, collects and analyzes consumption data from YouTube to compile a current weekly listing of the top 100 reggae and dancehall songs in Jamaica. This week, we tracked 2,149 music videos from 292 reggae and dancehall artists, generating a total of 30.52 million Jamaican views on YouTube. Here is the bird eye view of this week's numbers. Despite 7 new entries from current local heavyweights including Popcorn, Vibes Cartel and Spice, newcomer Coffee keeps burning the Jamaica Top 100 singles chart, with a breakout single Toast garnering this week 1.538 million Jamaican views on YouTube to maintain her second week clutch at the top of the charts. The second consecutive throning brings the Toast's running record to 5 number one spots in the last 10 weeks. The follow-up release Throne is still trying to gain local traction online after just 7 weeks, though it posted a notable debut of 477,000 Jamaican views. The follow-up numbers have been less impressive, with this week's total punching in at a muted 87,600 local views, placing the single 95th on this week's top 100 listing. It's becoming evident the particular flavor of Coffee that suits a local musical palate in comparison to her global consumers. Her debut EP Rapture was released this week, and we are anticipating next week's global numbers to get a deeper insight into what real perk Coffee has to offer reggae fans worldwide. Tommy Lee Sparta delivered strong numbers this week, with a single Blessed stepping up 2 places from 5th to 3rd on the strength of 922,000 Jamaican views. This single has been showing consecutive growth numbers for the past 7 weeks, debuting at number 49 with an initial 152,000 views, and now averages a healthy 672,000 views per week. Pitbull and Stephen Marley's collaboration Options maintains its 104-week marathon on the top 40 charts, clocking this week 300,000 local YouTube views to stand firm in the top 10 at number 9. Spice's latest release, Genie, follows the new local trend of double-barreled video releases. This emerging strategy is primarily used to boost numbers on YouTube, but it also gives a quick snapshot insight into what new competitive strategies are being employed by Jamaican artists to drive local music consumption in the new ecosystem. The Genie Bottle version of the single copped the most views, punching in 418,000 to grab the 7th spot, while the Fast Car version netted 281,000 views to hold the 17th place. This week's opening numbers for the single clearly shows that the storyline of the Genie Bottle was a spice of the week for local music lovers on the rock. Starface is our spotlight artist of the week with the single Ready. The underdog has been delivering strong numbers, clocking 220,000 Jamaican views and jumping 16 spots this week to grab a top 40 slot at number 29. The single has risen from a paltry debut of 16,500 views 15 weeks ago and seems on pace to hit 250,000 weekly views on the next round. Popcorn affirmed his chart dominance with 13 tracks on this week's Jamaica Top 100, including 2 new releases. Redress debuted with 303,000 views to place in the top 20 at number 16. Unstoppable's opening week numbers, a total of 190,000 local YouTube views, pushed its debut into the top 40 at number 37. Popcorn's collective local numbers this week was 2.996 million views. These numbers came on the back of 13 top 100 singles, with Silence bringing in the biggest haul of 428,000 views to grab the 6th spot on this week's music listing. Collaborations continue to dominate the top 10, with Damian and Stephen Marley's Medication returning to the number 2 spot on the back of 1.028 million local views, its 92nd week on the top 40. despite a slightly noticeable increase in the weekly numbers by just about 70,000 plus views, the top five tracks continue to be the only releases individually delivering an average of 500,000 local views per week on a median shelf life of 30 weeks. Since the start of 2019, Jamaican online music consumption via YouTube and Deezer has generated an average of $259,000 in monthly revenue for just under 300 active Jamaican recording artists, and compared to previous years, the numbers have shown positive growth, ranging 1.5 to 1.72% monthly, the local industry's best performance since June 2017. Singles to watch this week: Spicy's Genie, Quaeda's Hail, Coffee Rapture, Starface's Ready, Tommy Lee Sparta Taboo. To view the weekly Jamaica Top 100 charts, visit top100reggae.com. For more in-depth business data and insights into the world of reggae, visit our parent website at reggaedata.com. Until next week, I'm your host, Lloyd Leng. Checking out. Yes, Onel. We're there alive, you know. Yeah, man. Now, you're a man for years where music business has been your thing. Right?
Yeah.
And after a while, you drift back to what was your original state of mind and your breadwinnings, right?
True.
What was the state of reggae at the time that convinced you to go back to your breadwinnings? What was the state of the industry that convinced you to get outside of reggae?
Well, that's a loaded question, brother. I mean, as a creative person, I didn't see much creativity in it. And then after a while, you kind of realize that, you know, the genres weren't... people at that time when I was in it, people weren't really open to the idea of mixing genres like that, you know? And the business was kind of sounding the same. Everybody was the same. It was the same players, same kind of vibes and things. I just kind of lose interest. And then even working with some of the artists, a lot of the artists don't have the staying power. Or everybody was trying to just basically be a copy of somebody or try to be a quick rich or get rich thing, you know what I mean? Boy, come on, voice some song and then expect it to go up on the radio and then bust on, you know what I mean? So my patience level like that never work out, and then there's no structure per se for a business. You invest all this time and resources into building up a product, and then somebody just tell us about why they're not interested no more or in a workout no more. So it wasn't really business. It didn't make much business sense, so to speak. So I just went back to being an entrepreneur basically, which is buying a product, selling a product, and marketing a product. And the product was less troublesome than an artist.
So how many years has that been since you moved away from music?
Music, I would say. Okay, so there's two stages of it. I was heavy into production and marketing because I used to have my own label and my own studio and used to do that thing. But I've always been involved in promoting music. So promoting music has always been my last frontier in music business in Jamaica. So I always dibble and dabble with a couple of young upcoming artists. Even some before, some you might know too. I put them out there and do my best and promote them and thing. But I just don't really have one for myself who I find the thing with one person and build them, per se. But it's like around 09, 010. The last big production I did was in 012. And just, I don't know, I guess I would say that's a phase of my life. You know, you get kids and... Yeah, I get more responsibility, I'm getting older, so I guess that kind of take more priority, you understand?
But fast forward to 2019, and the whole business changed. It's not about record sales anymore, it's about streaming and the videos, and the whole music business has changed. I realize lately you take an interest in a young man named Carl. What's the name of that artist again?
King Mosiah.
And he seemed to be doing fairly well for himself in terms of the catalog he's building in the background.
Yeah, for sure.
How did King Mosiah bring you back into the music business, and where do you think it can go at this stage?
Well, me and Neil really link up basically out of engineering work, because he was really an engineer and a recording, was a recording engineer and a producer and a writer at first. He used to work for a label out here, you know, and then was a young youth who have all the experience. I said, boy, this guy, have, like, he was really like a one-stop location you could go to. He can write a song, he can build the rhythm or arrange it, or, so to speak, or get it done. He can engineer it and put it together, but he was just lacking the packaging or the, what you call now, the presentation. So from that time, and let's link up now, we've been putting in some good work, create a catalog. This is his second project now, working on. He's still fairly young. He's just 28 right now. And we've been working together since 2010. With me, my interest in Neil is really just to kind of put a package together, honestly. That's what I'm really interested in. Like, and the day and time now makes it easy, because you can get to be more creative now. In this day and age now, you get to be more creative, because you can see people doing their own videos, them having their own marketing plan, them having their own strategies or their own technique about to get their name out there and what have you. But at the end of the day, the music is still what is most important. The music has to sound good. And good music will always last, no matter what. So we don't really get caught up in the fad sound of today and what is this hot sound of today. We kind of focus on basically creating some good content and some mature content that we can look on, like, after 10 years and say, boy, you can perform this. Because, to be honest with you, nobody really wants to be performing a dancing tune when you're 50 or 40, you understand? So that was really, our focus was really on the hype and the ray, so to speak. But yeah, man, definitely working on with Neil, man, just putting some last touches to kind of get the project out there. And the projects are actually done in terms of recording, but the presentation and the rollout is what we're just focusing on right now. I would like to know Great Rashida, because you know what we have.
Jam One has been the leak from this project that they've been talking about. How's Jam One been doing, and what's been the response out there to Jam One so far, considering that's the first drop from the album?
Well, to be honest with you, it was actually surprising, because the collaboration is between the reggae greats, Sly and Rabbis. So, anything their name attached to is create some attention. But what is surprising to me, based on what we see on the numbers that come in and the data that come in, our support is coming from places like Slovakia, Sweden, Germany, Berlin, Japan, especially when we just get the last printout. Majority of the works is coming from Japan. Majority of the attention is coming from Japan. So we want to see if we can, like, we're in this day and age now where we use numbers. Numbers don't lie. So we're using the numbers that support us, you know what I mean? So the focus right now is to kind of accumulate those numbers and put more energies into promoting in those areas where we see the support is coming from. But Jam One is a very good, it's a massive song, man. You just need some time to seep in, you know what I mean? So we're not really worried about the time going past, we're not putting enough energy into it, and thing it will come to surface, man.
Definitely, and I'm here waiting for Jam One and the album to drop. What's the title of the album again?
Title is Made in Jamaica.
Made in Jamaica. And you have any sort of expected timeline when that album should be out on the streets?
We're going to try and see if we can drop it for the summer. We did all the pre-mastering already before. All the pre-mastering is done. Just kind of basically did a little overview as this, pick the tracks that we really think are solid. We don't want to necessarily waste any space or making fillers. So we're just kind of going over it again now, and we put out a little test sample to make people hear what is on it and thing, and gauge the feedback. And based on that feedback now, we're going to put the final selection together and do a full roll up for the summer.
Definitely, and that sounds good. Well, Onel, it was just a one reason still, enough. So we catch up again.
Yeah, man, respect, man.
You don't know. So until then, Lidling tuning out.
Respect.